What's up, everybody? Another day, another dollar. Today is Monday, November 16th, 2020, and these are the top five things to know today on Wall Street. Getting started off with number one, just a week after Pfizer announced the first successful vaccine against COVID-19, Moderna announced early Monday that its own vaccine had proven effective, very effective even. Moderna says the first glimpse of its clinical trial results showed that its vaccine cut the rate of infections by 94.5%. Just a reminder, Pfizer had described its vaccine as more than 90% effective. Moderna expects to have data in hand to submit a request for emergency use approval in the coming weeks. Moderna shares look to be active today, with the stock jumping by more than 10% in early trade. On to number two. Stocks look set to build on last week's gains, with futures reapproaching their record highs in early Monday morning trade. The Dow futures were pointing to a gain of almost 500 points. Futures on the S&P 500 were also indicating a positive Monday start, with the benchmark set to rise more than 1% at the open. NASDAQ futures, however, are pointing to small losses as traders are continuing last week's strategy of selling off technology stocks and rotating into the cyclical names that would benefit from an economic recovery. So keep your eyes on that trend as well today. On to number three. There are just a few notable companies reporting their latest financial results today as the third quarter earnings season continues to wind down. Most of the focus will be on Chinese tech giant Baidu, which reports results after the close this afternoon. Palo Alto Networks and Smile Direct Club are also on the earnings agenda for today. Head over to investing.com's earnings calendar to stay up to date with the latest results. On to number four. On the data front, today's economic calendar features the November Empire State Manufacturing Survey due at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Meanwhile, in Central Bank News, Fed Vice Chair Richard Clarida is due to speak at an online discussion hosted by the Brookings Institution at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Stay alert to that just in case he has anything to say which could impact market sentiment. And finally, number five, Bitcoin is trading above the $16,000 price level after struggling to remain above it during the weekend. Bitcoin's impressive performance as of late took the cryptocurrency towards a fresh yearly high of $16,500, its all-time high, of course, reached a couple years ago, is near the $20,000 level. At this pace, Bitcoin looks set to continue its march towards that milestone. So keep your eyes on that one as well. So that's it for me. Thank you for listening. Have a good day, everybody, and may the trading gods be with you.